Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Hitman and Carla. And already we have drama today for those that are still sophomoric enough to believe that an April Fool's Day prank is a good idea. I submit to you, it's silly, it's stupid, and that you just shouldn't do it. But there are those. Oh boy, I'm going to pull a prank. And now we got one of our listeners that has some high drama at his job this morning.
High drama because, you know, April Fool's Day is today. Friday afternoon before leaving the office, this employee pulls this April Fool's Day prank, right? Out at work. Now, he didn't tell us what he did, but he did say he works for one of the largest and most well-known companies here in Wichita. His boss is ballistic, is going to fire the two people he thinks pulled the prank. Now, one of them is a good person, while the other deserves to be fired for other reasons. He's like, I feel guilty, but I know if I say something, I'll be terminated. Now, look, I feel like this is a big company. They're going to make an example of this dude. They're going to say, you know what? They're going to put him in front of everybody and just torch him. Make an example of him and fire him. And he's going to lose his job. He has a family, I'm sure. And this was a team effort. I say either everyone admits to it or nobody admits to it. And I'm saying by now, if they don't have proof, why are you going to put yourself in the line of fire? Let it die down and don't do any more April Fool's pranks. That's all there is to it.
You know what? If they really are going to go through with terminating somebody over this, you got to tell the truth. You got to live within the confines of your own mind and your own conscience. And you just have to tell the truth. And if that's what the outcome will be, that's what the outcome will be.
I would like to know what the prank was for somebody to get fired over this.
Well, obviously,
April Fool's
must have been pretty bad. The boss is irate over it. 869-1093. Team tell the truth or team don't tell the truth? Which one are
That's
you?
That's not fair.
Why?
Because it's not that simple. And he said this was a harmless prank and the boss is overreacting.
He said the boss is overreacting. Maybe the boss isn't overreacting.
You never know.
Maybe there's some people in the workplace that thought it was really a bad idea.
These are all assumptions.
869-1093. We got a guy on the phone. What do you say, dude?
I agree with Hitman. I believe that if there's they might respect the honesty more than just lying about it and hiding it.
Thank you.
And so I agree with you.
Yeah, because once you start telling one lie, and then the lies just start stacking up, Carla.
Guess what's going to happen? He's going to admit to this, and then from now on, everything that goes wrong, they're going to think it was this guy.
Okay.
And blame him for everything else.
Okay.
I can see that, but I think that honesty might be respected more in a business environment.
Thank you, sir. Be honest.
They're going to make an example of him and fire his butt.
No, thank you for calling. Listen to him, Carla. You've got to be honest. You've got to tell the truth. Hello, Power 93.5. What do you think?
Yeah, you got to tell the truth. Like, Carla, come on. You don't want to tell them that you took too much money from the bank. Now you're not wanting to tell them about...
Oh, okay.
See?
You guys.
I mean, what's going on with Carla, right?
Oh, I'm just...
I don't know. You just keep worrying about everything.
It's just in these certain situations.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you for calling. So you're getting called out this morning, Carla. Tell the truth. The truth will set you free.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.